Hello. Yeah, we got disconnected.
Yeah, I figured I'll hang up so that they're not still on the line with us. Sorry. I just wanted to tell you, would you like for me to give over the financial documents so you can start collecting them before you get the letter?
Sure. I got to get to him.
Should I text it over to your number, or should I text it to your father's number?
No, you text it to me, and then what should I do with them?
Okay, so these are the documents that need to be collected to get approved from the county. Here, just a second, please. I'm going to send them over to you right now.
Yeah.
So if your father has a bank account or has had the bank account in the last 5 years, the county asks for the bank statements from the last 5 years, which states exactly what you need from the last 2 years, 2023 to 2025. They will need all the statements from every month, and years 2020 to 2022, they will only need biannually, which is January and June, 2 months of the year. If he didn't have a bank account, he has been receiving money from SSI or wherever else, any company that provides money for him, then he also needs to get the statements from that company. And if he has a cash value of his life insurance, current most recent direct express statement, this is all if he has a vehicle registration, SSI, veterans benefits. If he has any of this needs to be sent to the county, or they will see that there's a document missing, and they will need that to be able to approve the patient.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. And they do have me down for his care, right?
What do you mean?
Because I'm going to be his home health aide.
You're going to be his aide?
Yes.
I do see that someone named Ethel Vergis was assigned his aide, but I can switch that.
Yes.
Do you know who Ethel is?
No, I don't know who that is.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because when we first started this whole procedure, I was with Vital Support. So when Family First called, I'm like, Family First?
Right. Are you planning on coming through our agency, Family First Care?
No, this is still through Vital Support, right?
No, we're Family First Care, the home care agency.
No, okay. I mean, how did y'all take the case over?
Honestly, you had spoken with Jasmine about 2-3 weeks ago, and then she sent it over to me. Jasmine is part of our agency.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how you got in touch with Jasmine, but she sends over all the new cases to me, so I'm just trying to help you here on my end.
Okay.
We'd be more than happy to help you if you would like to come through our agency. We provide home care services. We pay the aides for working for the patients if you would be interested.
Okay, but for right now, going to be his home health aide.
No problem. Just, do you want to come through our agency, or you're already looking into another agency?
No, I wasn't through an agency because we didn't get that far yet, so.
Sorry?
All I knew, I was dealing with Vital Support for the longest, and now all of a sudden I'm with Family First, so I don't know.
So what happens is usually the caregiver can apply by themselves for the services, but they will need to request an agency at the end of the process so that they can get paid, correct?
Correct.
So you're saying you have another agency that you are looking into?
No, I don't know who Vital Support was, but that's who I started out with. That's fine. If it's all going for you guys. Just, yeah, put me down.
Okay, yeah, we'd be happy to help you. Just I don't want you to be dealing with two separate companies. Then it won't work out well in the end.
Right. So I need to get in contact with the lady who's been calling me from Vital Support.
Okay. Okay, so you can let us know what happens with that. But so for now that you have all the financial information that needs to be collected, as soon as you get all of that, I would say to hand it in to the county assistant's office in your in Philadelphia, okay? Do you know where that is?
To the county assistant's office?
Yeah.
Like a welfare office?
Yeah.
The closest one up to me is on Old York Road.
Okay. You can hand them in there, and then you can also email them. I'm going to give you an email that you can send it to.
Okay, yeah, that might work. Email. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to text you exactly where to email them to, but I would say also to bring them down, like this week, and ensure they receive them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, fine. So let's be in touch. I'm going to call you, I guess. I'll be in touch with you within the next few days, and then you'll let me know how it's going with collecting all the documents, okay?
Okay. You want to give me the email address?
Yeah. I'm going to text with you in a minute when we hang up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I'll be in touch.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.